The next patient is Skit Lollar. The last name is L-O-L-L-A-R. First name is K-E-E-T. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 82-year-old one male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Today, the patient comes for a follow-up, and in the comprehensive metabolic profile, we found that the serum creatinine is 210, and the estimated GFR is 31, with a BUN of 39. Albumin is 4.2, liver function tests are with the normal limits, potassium is 4.5. And the CO2 is 24. The protein creatinine ratio has remained stable without any further deterioration with the serum creatinine that is, with the protein. I said that again, the protein creatinine ratio has remained stable. It is 696 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is not placed on SGLT2 or finerenone because of the low GFR. Period. The patient is taking ARB, losartan, 100 milligrams on a daily basis. Number two, he has a history of hyperkalemia that has no longer been present. Number three, the patient was noticed to have involuntary movements in the left upper extremity, and a slow indentation was taken to the neurologist, who diagnosed the patient with Parkinson's disease. At the present time, the patient is taking carbidopa as recommended. Following number, the patient has the type 2 diabetes that is under control. Following number, BPH without urinary retention, the patient gets nocturia times 2. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. A list of supplements including thiamine, 100 milligrams, a multivitamin, vitamin C, 500 milligrams, grape seed, and the changes in the diet were recommended. At the present time, this patient is functional. We are going to reevaluate him like in 4 to 5 months with the laboratory workup and give a close follow-up. Paragraph, we spend 8 minutes in the evaluation of the laboratory, 16 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.